The documentary Beats of the Antonov gets its name from the sound of the Russian-made plane used by the Sudanese military as a bomber. When director Hajjoj Kuka set out to make his film, he thought it would tell the harrowing tale of people living under siege in Blue Nile State and the Nuba Mountains in Sudan.
But when I was in one of the refugee camps in Blue Nile, I actually found out that everybody at night plays a lot of music. There's a lot of life. People are alive and playing music and dancing and happy. And it was not the reflection that you would normally have about refugees.
In fact, Hajjoj says he was astonished at the resilience of the people of the Nuba Mountains, just north of the border with South Sudan's Unity State. He says that by singing, dancing, wrestling, even as they are bombed by Russian-built Antonov planes, the Nubans are making a statement about their identity as African people who are being oppressed and dominated by the Arab Muslim government in Khartoum.
The premise of the film is that the war in Sudan is mainly because of the identity issues that are going in Sudan and mainly because of the Arab Islamic identity that's put on the whole country.
Hajjoj taught himself to make movies. He has directed several short films that he has shot in different parts of Sudan, many of which focus on human rights abuses by the Khartoum government. Beats of the Antonov is his second long film. It runs for 65 minutes. The first was called Darfur's Skeleton and told the stories of people who live in Darfur through their own voices. Hajjoj hopes that his new film will provoke discussions in Sudan about the need to embrace cultural diversity. Only then, he says, can the country avoid being broken up even more than it was 3 years ago when it lost a third of its land and population when South Sudan became independent.
Sudan, eventually, is going to become this great place once we allow all these cultures to nourish and we start celebrating them, and I really saw it in my trip.
Steven Markovitz, the South African producer of Beats of the Antonov, says he was captivated by the
sophisticated and complex argument the film has developed, and it's the first time I've seen something where I felt like I'm starting to get a handle on what's going on in Sudan.
Markovitz has produced numerous documentaries and short films in different parts of Africa. But he says Beats of the Antonov is unique.
When I came across this project, I was contacted by Hajjoj, and I looked at some of the material and immediately knew that A, there was really incredible talent, and B, there was unique access to material that I'd never seen before, didn't know anyone who had shot there before.
Following the debut of Beats of the Antonov at the Toronto Film Festival, Hajjoj wants to take it on the road and show it at film festivals in the United States and Europe. Its promoters are the characters singing and dancing under the beats of the Antonov. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio.